Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S.? With more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S., they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce 4 uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show. We are not going to play Mary Fuck Kill, because we don't want to say we want to kill people when we're talking about real people in a political context. So what we're going to play is Mary Fuck and criminally charge and arrest. How about Mary Fuck Arrest?
There you go.
FMA.
FMA.
MFA.
Yeah. So Luke.
No. This was my game, my
Luke,
concept
Mary,
idea. I asked you first.
No, I got it. I planned that already.
No.
Mary Fuck Arrest. Jessica Yaniv, Superman, or the big-tittied high school teacher?
That's not fair, okay? You can't ask me this question when this was my idea from the very beginning. And if you remember from the show,
I asked you specifically. You got to answer.
I asked you specifically. Nancy Pelosi and her milkers, the woodshop teacher, or Hillary Clinton. Out of those three, I asked. This is my idea, my concept. I get to ask it first. Mary, indict, and fuck.
Romance.
Mary, indict, and fuck. Which one?
Well, indict
Pelosi, woodshop teacher,
indict
Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
Wait, hold on. What happens?
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Shop fuck and Mary.
Okay, fuck and Mary.
Indict the big-tittied shop teacher.
Okay.
Yeah. Mary Hillary Clinton and bang Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, yeah.
She got big old titties.
So does the shop teacher.
Hillary Clinton can blow people up. I want that kind of protection.
That's,
you know what I mean?
True.
You marry her,
then
you can drone strike whoever you want.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'd fuck Nancy.
Come on, Luke, answer the question.
What was yours? Like, what were the three options?
Marry, fuck, indict.
Yeah, which
one? Jessica Yaniv.
Yaniv. I gotta write this down. I gotta make sure I'm getting all the things.
Superman.
Who the hell's Superman?
Those are all dudes.
God damn it.
No, those are women. Those are trans women.
They're not women. They're dudes.
You gave me a trans
chits
woman.
With dicks. I gave you one.
Gosh.
All right, fine. I'll give you at least a female. So you got Jessica Yaniv, Superman, and for your one female, how about
No.
Dianne Feinstein.
Ooh.
Damn it.
I gotta
fuck the only woman there, yeah, Dianne Feinstein. She's fucking getting it.
Straight at all costs.
Indict Giannis.
She's fucking getting it.
Who's
and
Superman?
You marry Superman.
Superman will stand up for you. Okay?
Superman
will stand up for you.
He's not wrong.
And we'll fucking argue and fucking fight all these other assholes. And then in a microsecond, we'll fuck some shit up.
Yeah.
All right, I got a good one.
You're fucking Hillary. No, you're fucking, what's it called?
Pelosi.
That's not that bad. That's the same thing.
She got big old titties.
Same thing.
They're all like dead fucking gremlins.
You gave me a guy and 2 old women. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I'm going
to
give you all men.
You gave me 2 dudes.
I'm going to give you all men.
No, your turn, Ian.
All right, my turn.
No, but you can't ask either one of us.
I'm going to ask Vanessa.
All right.
Okay.
Henry Kissinger, Barry Silverstein, or Dick Cheney?
And Dick Cheney.
Wait, who was the second one?
Larry Silverstein. He's the guy who owned the World Trade Center when
I'm not sure
hit.
Who that is.
If you don't know who that is, I might be able to figure somebody else out.
Okay, give me someone else. Give me someone else. Klaus Schwab?
Yeah.
Yeah, Klaus. Let's, okay, Klaus Schwab, Dick Cheney, and Henry Kissinger.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
I know who I'd fuck.
What?
Oh, my God. What the?
Who?
Wait, oh. Klaus Schwab.
Klaus Schwab, Henry Kissinger.
Dick Cheney.
Oh, God.
Great.
I mean, that's like... They're like equal of all like dead. Almost dead.
Who's the youngest? I don't know.
Yeah, right. Who's got the most youth? God, I honestly, I mean, fuck Dick Cheney, I guess. This is weird.
This is
kill Klaus Schwab.
No, indict.
Oh,
indict.
Right,
of course.
Indict him.
Indict.
And I'm marrying Kissinger in this world.
Oh, wow.
Okay, whatever.
Well, to be fair,
I failed
answer.
That game. That
I would marry Klaus Schwab.
Okay.
I'd probably fuck Dick Cheney. And I guess I'd indict
you'd fuck
Kissinger for all those limited wars.
Yeah, all right, now you got to ask either Ian or Lydia.
All right.
Lydia hasn't gone yet, so no. Lydia has to be out.
No.
Okay, wait. Can I actually go really easy on you? Because
yes,
I think,
you
okay.
Can.
Harry Styles.
Oh, come on.
Hold on. Jason Sudeikis. I want to know which team she's on.
I don't remember who Jason
is. And who's someone else?
Joe Biden.
Oh, God.
Well, okay, fine. Joe Biden. Why not?
Yeah, but that's not fair. She'll just indict
Hunter. I know.
Hunter
it's too
Biden.
Easy.
Yeah, Biden. Oh, no,
yeah. Yeah. Wait, who? Okay, Gavin. No, that's still bad. Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom. Ooh.
Okay, so Jason Sudeikis, Harry Styles, Gavin Newsom.
Well, obviously, I have to indict the political figure. Uh-huh. And then the other two could just fucking flip a coin. I don't give a fuck.
Okay,
so you'd fuck them both?
No, I would marry neither of them.
What I was trying to get at, I was trying to figure out who your preference was, Jason Sudeikis or Harry Styles. I'm not learning this.
I feel like Harry Styles is like a twig and I could snap in half. I'm a big girl. I need like a tall guy. So.
All right, well, I guess you got to ask Ian.
Oh, do I? Okay, so let me think. Who are the most horrible people in the world? Janet Yellen. See, who else do we have? Who's the most despicable lady I can think of? The health minister
just give
of
him
Belgium.
Dudes.
A dude? Oh.
Just give him all dudes.
Yes.
Bill Gates.
Yes.
Bill Gates. Janet Yellen. And, Hunter Biden.
Wow.
That's good.
Who are we inviting?
I mean, I want to fuck Janet Yellen,
right. Oh, God.
But I think I would fuck Hunter Biden just to get it over with, because I wouldn't want to marry the guy.
Indict him!
Maybe I could. No, I would indict Billy. He's just not someone I would want to spend my life with. Not because I want to indict him, but just because I don't want to marry or fuck him.
I feel like Hunter Biden would take too long to fuck.
I think I would marry Hunter
There's
Biden.
There's no end there.
I'd marry Hunter, because I think maybe deep down he's a good soul. Just a rough life.
You marry him because at least you can enjoy the crack.
That's
yeah,
true.
We'd laugh about drugs and chat.
Talk about DMT.
Yeah,
hookers and laptops.
Smoke DMT with me.
Yeah, it'd be great.
So yeah, I'd fuck Janet Yellen.
There you go.
All right.
I hope that gets clipped out of context, by the way.
Right?
So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I fuck Dick Cheney. I said it real. It was real clear when I said it.
Well, you're done? Luke?
Yes, I'm done.
I thought it was the funniest when he was like, Diane Stein. I have to fuck Diane Feinstein. She's the only woman, so she's fucking.
I got a good one for you, Luke.
She's fucking getting it.
Your dog?
Awesome.
Chris's dog?
No.
Some other random dog?
No.
Wait, what were the others?
Yes.
Rules all of a sudden?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Dude.
All right.
Oh, Ian.
All right. Okay. I got one for you, Luke.
No, I tap out.
Joe Biden.
I quit.
Joe Biden.
We have a guest here.
No. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden.
No, stop it.
Oh. Stop it.
Can we talk about?
All right, all right. Let's talk about the story.
You were the funniest, though.
Yeah, it's true.
You were the funniest.
Who?
He was the funniest when he said that she could get it.
She's
that
really
get it. She's fucking getting it.
That's Nancy Pelosi.
So she's
she could get it.
Let's talk about the story. Hey, this is really funny.
Oh no.
So you guys know that there's this guy,
yeah,
who wears these big oversized novelty breasts
balloons
to class. And here's what happened. So I made a couple segments talking about it. The first was that it happened. The second was that the school was defending it. YouTube has stated these results have been rated as limited ads. A human reviewer rated your video as suitable for limited ads. I love how they say it's suitable for. It means they're restricting you. Your content should follow all policies, not just the ones identified. Issues found later can also impact your video. Policy, where you and YouTube disagreed. They say for adult content, you selected none. A YouTube reviewer selected limited ads in the thumbnail. That's a thumbnail. The thumbnail is a picture of the teacher wearing a t-shirt, a stretched pink shirt with those big old titties. The big fake oversized novelty breasts. YouTube says that is adult content. Okay.
So do I.
We got ourselves a problem here. YouTube demonetized me saying that person is, that photo is adult content. Effectively saying it's porn. But that teacher is wearing that in front of children. So what the fuck?
Is this, so when you load a video up, I noticed you say, is this suitable for kids? Is that, is this just videos, adult content is not suitable for kids, or is there different?
It doesn't ask suitable for kids. It says, was it made for kids? If content is made for kids, the law requires they can't do targeted advertising.
Do you say yes on that?
No.
Okay, I say no on all that stuff.
Well, because this content is definitely not for kids. I see.
But the, so adult content is different than just basic content.
It means porn.
Yeah.
They're saying this is porn. Yeah.
Well, YouTube's AI automatically screens videos to see if there's any nudity, sex, and those nipples are, of course, erect as fuck. Those fake sex toys are erect as fuck. And that's
so
probably
she's
what
fucking
the YouTube
getting it.
Yeah, no. No.
One big fake boob at a time. See, I think you, this is a good point, Tim, because if YouTube or the people at YouTube are acknowledging that this is not safe for kids, then the fact that she's in a school with kids.
They're saying it's adult content, not safe for porn. Advertisement.
I mean, we're at an impasse now. We got to figure out, is it adult content or is it suitable
now,
for
kids? Hold on.
Teacher,
yeah. Hold on. Kids. So here's what I tweeted. I said, YouTube says that showing the teacher with oversized novelty breasts is adult content. This is clearly transphobic, Team
That's
YouTube.
Right.
What do you think YouTube said to me when I submitted this to them?
So sorry, sir.
What do you think?
You told us. You told me before the show.
Oh, so you know.
Yeah.
Did I tell you?
Yeah.
I did? Oh, okay. So they told me they're so sorry and they're going to correct it because, you know, I'm right.
That's right.
So not adult content.
Very progressive.
Suitable for children is what they're saying.
I think the fascinating thing here is that this person is clearly wearing sex toys. Mm-hmm. Like this is a sex fetish toy and it clearly is adult content. And I was not surprised it was demonetized. I was like, yeah, I know. I get it. I mean, that's ridiculous. But YouTube, I was curious what their position would be. Mm-hmm. Are they, so they have no choice, because if they were to say this is adult content that must be removed, they would be in violation of U.S. law. The Supreme Court ruled in 2019, gender expression is protected under the 1964 Civil Rights Act, Title VII, I believe. There, I think it was Title VII, might be Title IX. No, I think it's VII. And thus, if they say this is adult content, they could be sued. That's just their gender expression.
This is what I don't like, is that gender expression is protected, but nudity is not. So when gender expression is nudity, you've got to have, the nudity's got to override that and become the focus of it. When you have sexually provocative images, that's got to override the fact that it's a form of gender expression.
This is a logic value system versus a moral value system. And or I should say, I always mix this up, but the point is, the law being applied here is based on logic. If you can't discriminate on the basis of gender expression, this is someone expressing their gender, they're allowed to do it. Moral-based values or law would be like, or value-based laws, we do not accept this because we think it's bad for our kids. It violates our values.
Well, even logically, I think this is an error, because you could say, yeah, it's protected, your gender expression is protected, but if you take that to the extreme, and then your form of gender expression is getting naked and railing a dog in the ass, that's not
that's
protected,
not that's
even
not
though
this.
It's considered gender expression.
That's not this. Do women have large breasts?
Some.
Some do.
That's correct.
Do women have breasts as large as that?
I don't think so.
Yes, they do.
Well, maybe.
In fact, yes, really? They do. Wow. In fact, those are smaller than the world's largest breasts.
But women that size? That seems like a large,
the world record. The world record breasts are slightly, are bigger than that and fuller and wider than that.
But on it's got to be a bigger woman, I would imagine.
She's right? Not, she is thick. Like, I would say she's fat, but not morbidly obese. And she has the world record for the largest breasts at like 106 quadruple Z.
Jesus, that sounds painful.
So women, especially large women, could have breasts of that size. Do women have nipples?
That's correct.
Hell yeah.
Do sometimes those nipples protrude? They do.
Depends on what people
would. Could you fire a woman because she had large breasts and her nipples were poking through her bra? No, you could not.
No,
that's why they're letting this person get away with it, because they're like, although that is absurd, extreme, and obviously a sex toy, women, some, do have breasts like that, and they couldn't fire them over it, so you're allowed to do that, according to their logic.
Yeah, but like, what if, you can't fire someone for being tall, but if someone came in with stilts You'd be like, hey, take the stilts
That's
off and
distracting.
Get to work.
Also, imagine if a woman, imagine if any teacher, any female teacher you can think of walked into class one day with a gigantic cock. In her pants.
Pushing the pants out.
She would be so fucking fired. No, it's not even funny.
Not anymore.
She would at this point. Yeah.
Now, because the law protects gender expression, we will get to the point where they'll go naked.
But nudity is not gender. It's its own thing. How you express your gender is not relative to how much nudity you're showing.
10 years.
Five.
Because they're 5 years. Yeah. They're going to say, I express my gender by making sure everyone can see my parts.
That's right.
That's fucking insane. That's nudity. That's different than gender expression.
What's freaking me out, though, is that, okay, this is the teachers now. Obviously, that's terrible. But like, when is it going to be okay for students to come to school like this?
And already. They already said it. They already said it. The school said students could do the same.
That's insane.
Yep.
And parents don't even need to be told now if their kids are doing that at school, right? That's the new law too. You get to keep your parents just completely in the dark.
I don't know.
This is Canada, by the way.
Yeah.
And their weirdo laws on the woke side are, you know, more extreme.
They're ahead of us when it comes to the brain disorders.
Yep.
But it's coming here eventually.
Yeah, it's the decay of civilization. And I think what's going to happen is we're going to get a leader who's going to cross the Rubicon and install an empire and shut it all down. And then what happens is we have the Western world, right? You have the British Commonwealth, and then you have the United States. They're not part of the same structure, but they overlap culturally. The Roman Republic became the Roman Empire after Caesar crossed the Rubicon. You know, the autocracy was formed, et cetera, et cetera. I wonder if whoever crosses the Rubicon unifies the Commonwealth and the United States culturally, not legally, but culturally, and then basically starts getting rid of the corruption, starts getting rid of all this bullshit. And then we get 2 centuries of overt empire.
I think we've been in an empire. It's the British Empire. And it was they're the King of England, the King of Scotland, the King of, what else does the British Empire control? They owned India and Australia and Canada. And so it was an empire. Now they're being like, yeah, we're not really an empire, but they don't have any fucking proof. They just say it because they don't want you to call him Emperor Charles. They want him just to be called King of England. He's an emperor. And so we have been part of this liberal economic empire for a while, the British and the Americans for like 100 years. So this is kind of like a collapse of an empire.
It may. So, you know, I was thinking about it. You had the Roman Kingdom, which then became the Roman Republic, which then became the Roman Empire. And I'm wondering if it's not repeating, but it's rhyming in that we had the British crown, the U.S. broke from it. And now you have the U.S. Republic. The next step would be overt empire, meaning autocracy, meaning an end to the electoral system.
But we're in a situation where there is an empire like right next to us. The Romans didn't have another empire. I mean, there were, but they weren't allied with another empire.
It's not really empire anymore. It's not been for a while.
The British Empire. Yeah, they said it ended when India declared independence.
There was the Roman Empire had what? There was other empires.
There was like Carthage, which they annihilated. The Byzantine Empire was the Eastern Roman Empire. And the Roman Empire split into two empires because they couldn't control it
properly.
The
Genghis Khan Empire.
Right.
You know. The Mongols.
Alexander the Great.
The Khanate. Technically an empire. No, it was before. Yeah. Alexander
the
was
the Sumerians as well also had a big empire.
That was before. The Sumerians were before.
Yeah, yes.
So like the Romans didn't really have a challenge. They didn't really have like I don't know. It's a different situation now. Plus, the whole world is unified.
I wonder if Trump is the guy who crosses the Rubicon and then becomes an emperor.
It'll be a corporate dude. If we're gonna see this, it's gonna be
maybe Trump.
Well, because he's a politician. It'll be like a corporation that tries to do it. Mm. I think.
I don't know.
Like
Alphabet's, I don't think so.
Alphabet's in a position
like BlackRock.
Yeah, I don't think
BlackRock.
So. They'll be subversive, but it's going to have to come from the government institutions. Otherwise, people won't have confidence in it.
It could be private military, and they're like, hey, your country's bankrupt. Come work for BlackRock because we'll pay you.
It could be something like January 6th. They say, you know, Trump is in Alexandria. I don't know. Maybe it's not Trump, but someone's in Alexandria with 100,000 supporters marching. And they're like, you cannot cross this river. And then they're like, watch us. And then they walk into D.C. and then occupy the buildings. And then it's just chaos. Institutions are frozen. And then there's panic throughout the country. There's a state of turmoil. And then military leaders agree to just.
I think that they'll want people to believe that it's one of their politicians and be afraid of their politicians so that they disrupt their own government and cede power to the corporations. And then it's going to be by controlling the monetary system is the Rubicon crossing, like what they did in Canada, the truckers. They said, no, your money's not yours. We control it. That's like, that's de facto taking property rights. That's their property and you can't just take it. But that's what the Rubicon thing was like, yeah, I know what the law is, but this is mine now. if we start seeing people try to strip our bank accounts and our land from us just because they can, that's kind of like, yo, this is the empire now.
That's when, right. Well, when they, so right now the DOJ is targeting Trump supporters. Are we getting to that point?
It looks like we're like, this is our generation is on the teetering process of, is it going to, how's it going to go?
Yeah, these are not good times. These are dangerous times.
I don't know, man. How far will it go? Can the republic be restored? I don't know.
Every action has an equal kind of reaction to it. And politically, it's just becoming more dangerous for everyone involved here. And the pendulum is swinging back and forth further and further. And that, to me, is very worrisome, because it could also very well mean that there's going to be a right-wing counteroffensive that's going to also, of course, destroy civil liberties and rob people of their privacy, of their security, and of their liberty. So there is a threat on both sides. And with the escalation of political violence, it's only going to get worse from here.
Do you see silver lining?
Every bad thing, there's always an opportunity to fix something or to improve something or to build something new. So maybe the system will just become too convoluted, too conflicted, and it will allow other individuals to have more freedom while the system is eating itself. That's one possibility, you know, that maybe could be a silver lining. So,
man, looking back at history, we also have to consider Weimar Germany. It's not just about the Roman Empire. There's also things like that. And what people don't understand, a lot of the stuff that the Nazis were burning, correct me if I'm wrong, it was gender ideology stuff, it was Marxist stuff, it was degenerate stuff. And so that's probably why the left is freaking out, because like the Nazis destroyed the same thing and hated this too. And it's kind of like, yeah, well, that's what you get if you don't. And so I think the issue is when the Nazis were burning books, we condemn that because knowledge shouldn't be forbidden. But the issue is that you have two extremes. It wasn't just the Nazis, it was also the communists, and they were targeting each other. And the regular people who believe in a republic are like, y'all are fucking nuts. We're dealing with that now, but we don't really have Nazis. I think the communists dominated the space. So now regular people are trying to fend off a communist onslaught. It's kind of worrying where this ends up, because they're the ones burning books now.
Yeah.
While simultaneously claiming they're the ones not doing it.
That's right.
That's why I bought gender ideology. Or gender queer, because I don't want them to erase this and be like, hey, it never happened.
Oh, you can open the book on this show and show the blowjob.
Oh, I wonder if I can go right to that page.
Blowjob in a book for kids.
Hairy legs.
I mean, this is their argument, though. They're saying that we're the ones who want to ban books because we don't think this is appropriate for kids in schools. So
even Amazon doesn't allow it.
Oh, God.
They say it's 18.
Picture of a thing eviscerating this guy.
What the fuck?
This is one like in high school.
Oh, is that about
school.
Having a period or something?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like I've been stabbed my entire body. Psychological horror at the realization of things can go inside my body. What the fuck is this? It's a pin.
What the fuck?
Dude.
It's a sad book. Person. Because it's like they're shocked to discover that they're a human. It's so weird.
Why is that?
So fucking weird. They're like, I shouldn't be this way. I should. It's like, but you're a person. That's what people are.
Why is it shocking to them?
I don't know. Because they want to be guys.
But this picture, I don't know if you can see it from here.
Yeah.
It's two people kissing.
Butt
you can
crack.
See naked butt crack. If
naked
I was like 13 and I saw grabbing cock or grabbing crotch, the bulge. I mean, this would burn in my mind for forever. And it probably would drastically alter the way that my brain developed. Not that they all literature does that to you, but I mean, these are pictures.
Show the blowjob, Ian.
I'm looking for it. I'm looking
desperately.
For it. Is it early on in the?
I don't know where it is.
Bloody tampon. The bloody tampon. I mean, whatever.
Oh my god.
Little girls are different than little boys.
Yeah, that's not a tampon. It's a pad.
Or a pad, rather. Yeah.
Looks like someone pooped in there.
I think you're too early. It's a bit more in the middle.
He's not a lady. He doesn't know.
Ian's desperately trying to find this blowjob for all of you guys.
Just to be clear, I don't think removing a book from a school curriculum is the same as banning books. Like the Nazis were burning them from existence. That's not what people want to do. I bought this book because it's not banned.
It's
you can buy it if you want to buy it.
Right.
But Amazon says 18 and up because they're like, maybe a blowjob shouldn't be shown to kids.
Yeah.
But they're putting it in schools for kids. Did you find it?
No. Do you want to look through it?
You can't find the blowjob, Ian?
Yeah, I saw it before.
So gross.
Remember how far along it was?
Uh-uh. Let me see. Let me try and find that that old blow.
So I think this book is like someone went through something. The author went through it. It's called a memoir, genderqueer memoir. So.
And it's like this thing about like I'm talking to my sister and she says to taste. Oh, there it is, right there.
Ah.
There you go.
Yeah,
there it is.
Horrible.
In a children's library near you.
What the hell?
Yeah, I think they did the right thing removing it from schools. I told my mom about this when I was trying to feed her the red.
Whoa, Russian propaganda.
What?
Hey Z. What's that all about? That Z is the Russia. You see right there, it says Hey Z. You don't see, she says Hey Z.
Oh, Hey Z. Oh,
and the Z is the symbol of support for Russia. That proves it's Russian propaganda and they're trying to destabilize.
Once you see the
here's the crazy shit though. Here's the crazy shit. Is that whole scene is basically this person being like, I want to be a guy, so I did things guys do, and it didn't work.
No,
it did
shit.
Not work. And then she's like sitting here in bed saying, everything we did was a good experience, but I'm not sure I really need any more of it. It's like, maybe your mind of you, like, this is what's crazy. What if this person is straight and they've been socially pressured into thinking they're gay? And so when they engage in gay sex and don't like it, they're like, maybe I don't need it. It's like, no, maybe you're straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy because like an inversion of being straight, like being told you're straight when you are gay. And it's like the gay dude being like, I don't like girls. I'm like, try it. And they're like, this is not fun. It's like, maybe you're gay. Now it's like this person's claiming they're gay. I'll tell you this. I've known women who have outright insisted they were gay. And then like 5 years later, they're married to a guy. Mm-hmm. There was a story that we talked about where this woman was like, I was a lesbian, but then the pandemic hit and I started banging my roommate, who was a boy. And it's like,
lots of those stories during the pandemic.
Gay. Yep.
You really don't need sexualized kids either. You don't need to decide if you're gay or straight when you're 15 and 16. You don't need to decide. You
know, I think it's just happen. I mean, it's hard to like that. That's what I think most sane people want to say and think. But then you've got all this status quo liberal crap pushing like the drag queens reading to your kids. And, you know, it's like you kind of have to start taking sides. It's like, I don't know, I'm explaining this terribly because I'm tired. I think I might have overdosed on caffeine, but but the point is, like, you do have parents, I guess, trying to sexualize kids. I mean, to me, the drag show thing really is, it's so out of control what they're doing at the pride parades, what they're doing at the pride festivals. It's crazy. I mean, you won't let a kid go to a strip club until they're 18. Why are they allowed to go to these pride shows and see this stuff? It just doesn't make any sense.
You wouldn't give your 12-year-old son breast implants. Why cut off your 12-year-old daughters?
Yeah.
12-year-old
it doesn't make
daughter's
sense. Double
breasts.
Mastectomy. Yeah, yeah. It's just terrible.
Oh,
it's
yeah, abusive. That Matt Walsh shit. We got a few more minutes.
Ooh, okay, I've heard about this, but I don't know.
See if I can.
And before we move on to that, I have to say, one of the things Vanessa and I were talking about before the show was that we see these parents taking their kids to drag shows. That's wrong. Honestly, that's wrong. And I don't think that obviously their kids should be taken away, but something's wrong with our culture when parents think that's cool. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
So that Matt Walsh says, my team and I have been investigating the transgender clinic at Vanderbilt here in Nashville. Vanderbilt drugs, chemically castrates, and performs double mastectomies on minors. Ooh. But it gets worse. Vanderbilt opened its trans clinic in 2018. During a lecture the same year, Dr. Shane Taylor explained how she convinced Nashville to get into the gender transition game. She emphasized that it's a big moneymaker.
Yep.
Especially because the surgeries require a lot of follow-ups.
That's correct. Yep.
And people are hooked on drugs and big pharma for the rest of their lives. Their entire body is dependent on buying and purchasing forever from these monsters.
It needs to be made illegal.
Yes. Yeah. This is the equivalent of giving someone an autoimmune disease for which they must always take medicine. That is morally reprehensible.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
And they don't tell a lot of these children. You know, they're like, hey, you're going to have to be on drugs your entire fucking life.
Care. Yeah.
That New York Post article that I showed you too before, like, why is it that we're so behind? I mean, like, the UK seems to be realizing how backwards
this is.
They
started earlier than we did? Because they have the Tavistock Clinic, which I think is what that article's about. I feel like they started the trans thing earlier and now they're done with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like we're going to follow a similar path.
They're going to extract as much money as possible from this fucked up system.
Yeah, we still have potassium bromate in the bread supply in the United States. It's banned in Europe. And, like, why? Corporate profit.
Corporate profit, baby.
They don't care about the physical health of it. They care about the profit.
I don't think
ease.
Europe does either, to be honest. But I do think that Europe does have to contend with the fact that with the nationalized healthcare system, they save money federally, like government-wise, if they keep people healthier.
Mm. Oh, my God. That's a good point. Yeah. In the U.S., you make money with sick people. In England, you lose money with sick people.
Exactly. Gosh, that's so disturbing.
That's
literally what it is.
Yeah,
so in the U.S., they're like, Why the fuck should we care if you get fat and sick? We'll just make money off you. And then in Europe, they're like, our budget isn't big enough for all these sick people. Don't let them eat this. So there's a problem. I mean, if you want to buy crystal meth, should you be allowed to do it? Luke?
Yes. I think it's at the end of the day a personal decision, and I think the government stepping in actually makes people want to take it more. The more you criminalize something, the more you create a black market for it, the more you create a demand for it. It's just like telling a child, hey, don't touch that hot stove. It's inquisitive for human beings to be like, yeah, I want to touch that. So psychologically, and also when it comes to harm reduction, absolutely it should be legalized compared to what's happening right now.
And think about if we regulated it, controlled it.
Yeah.
And we were like, if public intoxication is illegal, you wouldn't do it in your own home.
If we had Molly, if we had heroin that didn't have fentanyl in it, how many lives would we save? The only reason that it has fentanyl is because of that black market, because it gives them a larger hit for it. And at the end of the day, the individual is responsible for themselves. The state is not responsible for you.
But kids, you think just kids shouldn't be able to buy it?
Yes, I think kids should, of course, be under their parents. And I think their parents should have an invested interest in raising their children and being a part of their lives and not just giving them to whoever the fuck it may be, to the influences.
Well, I think
of the state.
The problem with the legalizing all that, even for adults, though, I mean, don't we see the result of that in homeless encampments all over the place?
Depends, because it all depends on the situation, because there is still active criminal gangs. You compare to what happened in Portugal, you actually and in Holland, you see a large amount of harm reduction. You see less people dying of overdoses. You see less people stealing from each other. You see less criminal elements. And I think those are all positives. We haven't had any of that because truly we live in such a corrupted system where literally the CIA imports all the fentanyl and all the drugs and all the crack cocaine into the poorest neighborhoods and creates this dependency. We also have Big Pharma that created all these opioid addicts who need fentanyl, who need heroin because they're addicted to it and they can't live life anywhere.
But my thing is, booze is regulated. You can't drink and drive. You can't drink in public.
Yeah.
You can't be publicly intoxicated. And so if we were to legalize things like heroin or meth, you'd have cleaner, safer distribution, and you'd control how much people can be using, same as you would do for booze. It would actually reduce the amount of use and the abuse of it. It would eliminate the black markets. It would get the dirty, homeless, junkie problem done immediately.
That's what Portugal did, right?
Portugal and Holland implemented those, and those were the results of it.
Not completely perfect.
Small country.
I'm just like, perfect. Prohibition doesn't work.
Yeah.
You get black markets. You know, it's funny. People make this joke about Breaking Bad. They're like, Breaking Bad in Europe. And it shows Walter White, and it's like, I have cancer. And then they're like, your treatment is free. And that's like the end. And I'm like, well, you watch Breaking Bad, and I just finished it, so now I know that's nothing to do with the show at all. It had nothing to do with that. So a better example would be Breaking Bad in Portugal. And then it's Walter White going, I'm sick. I want to provide for my family, so I'm going to cook meth. And then the next one is him in his shop that says, like, it's like a store that says crystal meth. And he's just like standing behind the counter.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Criminalizing people's addictions is absolutely fucking cruel. Someone has a substance abuse problem, throwing them in jail, making them more hardened criminals is not fucking helping anyone. It's forcing
them to hide in slums in like junkie houses.
Yeah. Relying on fucking criminals and gangs and cartels for their fucking drugs.
Think about this. Somebody's at a bar and they die of alcohol poisoning, what happens to that bar? They get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like, you have a responsibility. Bartenders can't let you keep drinking if you're visibly intoxicated. I don't know about everywhere, but you guys have experienced that, right?
Yeah.
You've been at a bar and you're really drunk. They're like, I can't give you any more.
It's never happened to me.
No,
of course, because they do want to make money.
Yeah.
But they can get in trouble if you die from alcohol poisoning.
Or if you drive home drunk.
Yeah.
Right.
So
they take your keys from you.
If you're over-served.
So imagine there were like establishments with regulation, had to be clean. They had to have fresh needles every time if it was something needle-based. Or maybe they don't even allow injections and they only allow, other forms of ingestion. And it's all controlled. And then they're like, I've already given you one dose. I can't give you any more. And they're like, dude, I need it bad. It's like, you've had too much. They're alcoholics. They still exist. But I think alcohol is substantially worse as a drug than many other drugs, especially pot.
Well, yeah. Actually, no, that makes me wonder if somebody's like really fiending and itching and you're trying to limit them. I mean, isn't that going to get violent?
Do alcoholics get violent? Sometimes they do.
Yeah, but they can have a stash at home.
And alcoholics do.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, can drug users, like, I mean, I guess, I mean, I guess, and I just have so many questions about the specifics, yeah, like how
heroin's different, because if you go to the store, the grocery store, you can buy 1,000 cans of Budweiser and go home and drink them all and die. But you can't just get unlimited amounts of heroin. I mean, that's a death sentence.
But there's no perfect solution here. There's always going to be harm in this world. But do you want to reduce that harm, or do you want to increase that harm? Do you want cartels, organizations, and gangs and more death, or do you want less of that? And if an individual wants to overdose or do whatever, that's their own personal decision that they want to do.
But more importantly, right now, heroin, illegal. So what do people do? Drug dens. They OD, they die.
Yep.
What if it was legal and restricted and you can only get low doses? Well, then people would be more likely to do it in a place where if they did OD, they wouldn't die. And if they are buying and using it home, like if they were to do beer, they would not be concerned about calling 911 and saying, my friend's taking too much. People get alcohol poisoning. They call kids. There's a bunch of these stories. I was a kid at college, 18-year-old, got alcohol poisoning. His frat brothers didn't call 911 because it was illegal.
He died. Yeah, he died. Yep.
So if the kid was 21, they would have been like, no problem. But they were scared they would get in trouble. That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
I mean, my campus told us, you know, that there was all these protection laws. Like if you call and you want to save your friend, then you're immune to any.
So I think we don't want people doing these things. So we're better off with limited use, legal availability. Like booze is insanely restricted. You can't drink in public. You can't be outside drinking beer. Like, think about that.
That's you're not allowed to be intoxicated in public, which is weird because if you have a bar, you leave the bar, you're publicly intoxicated.
Exactly. You can't even have open alcohol in your car. Someone else might have. That's you can't even transport. Like, if you crack open a beer,
you can't even have an empty beer can open in your car, I don't think.
You can't.
Yep, you can get in trouble, especially depending on where you are. So think about how severely we restrict alcohol, and alcohol's still really bad. I think that if we were to regulate other drugs in similar ways, we'd have less death, more control, less black markets, less violence, less drug dens, less homelessness. You have a problem of people drinking publicly. People, it's like there's open air drug dens in these cities, and I'm like, what are you going to do? People break the law. You know, you arrest and charge them. But if you create places where people can legally do it, you reduce a lot of that. You limit fentanyl overdoses.
Do you think the same about prostitution?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think they're all bad.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a fan of it, but they do it anyway.
Yeah.
And so it's like, but here's the crazy thing. Let's say you meet a man and a woman meet on Tinder, and he's like, "Why don't we just cut to the chase and go back to my place?" And she goes, "I want a meal first." Mm. Is that
marriage
prostitution?
Is prostitution?
No, hold on. Hold on. If she said, before we go back to your place and do the dirty, you got to buy me dinner. How is that any different? It's a material exchange for sex. Are they going to say she's a prostitute? That's fucking every woman. Not every. Seriously.
Okay. I disagree.
Okay, fine.
Depends on the meal.
But it's a legal thing.
As my dad always said, son, always ask. You might not have to buy her dinner.
There you go.
Yeah.
The point is, if you meet a girl at a bar, and you're like, you want to come back to my hotel room? I got a jacuzzi. And then she goes, $50.
Oh.
Jail. If she goes, $50 in alcohol, not jail. But you're still, it's a material exchange. What if she said, fine, I want $50 worth of gold. It's not cash, it's a monetary exchange. Okay, what if she said, I want $50 worth of copper?
Bitcoin.
Ingots.
Bitcoin.
Okay, well, ingots aren't currency. That's got to be illegal, I guess. But I can ask for a $50 dinner? It's the same thing.
Yeah, politics is like that too. You're allowed to buy off your constituents with dinners and meals.
It's like when Meredith, like on The Office, is getting sex for steak coupons or something.
What would happen if a guy pulled up to a hooker and she was like, you want a party? And he goes, I want you to be my girlfriend. Why don't you hop in? We'll go out for a nice dinner and I always make sure my girlfriend has enough cash to get through the night.
There you go.
I never said I'd give her money for sex. I asked her to be my girlfriend.
That's right.
But you just met her. So fucking what?
Yeah.
The law makes literally no sense.
Absolutely. And then also criminalizing it makes sure that there's pimps that make sure that people are human trafficked. And women are left to, you know, be on the behests of criminals.
I think they want to make sure that they don't publicly do like commercials and stuff like, hey, but call here for a prostitute.
No, they could ban commercials. They could say no commercials for porn.
Could ban commercials. But what about like memes and ads? And I mean, that's the type of commercial.
They could just ban advertising. They say you can't advertise cigarettes to kids.
Yeah, I was going
to
say they killed Camel. Yeah. Camel to camel.
Prostitution is legal in Nevada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's Vegas, baby. All right, we're going to wrap it up. We don't got it too long. Don't want to go too long. But Vanessa, thanks for hanging out. It's been a blast.
Thank you, guys. This was awesome.
And for everybody who's a member, you rock. Thanks for supporting our work, and we'll see you all next time.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.